If you visit the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston right now, you may find yourself swinging from the ceiling, dodging moving objects, or crawling across the floor. It's all part of a new exhibition by the Vermont-based choreographer William Forsyth, whose interactive installations transform visitors into performers. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports.
Dozens of gymnastic rings dangle from the ceiling in a vast gallery at the ICA. Museum visitors twist their way through the suspended forest, swaying precariously as they attempt to cross the room without ever touching the floor.
Oh, wow. That's great. Oh, my God. Oh my.
Beth Smith of Cambridge slides her feet into the loops and hoists herself up. But actually getting anywhere? That's another story.
Makes me realize that you need to be stronger, keep your body stronger. See, they're doing pretty well. She's very good at it.
There are plenty of lessons to be gleaned from this installation by the famed choreographer William Forsyth. It'll probably reacquaint you with your physical limitations. It's also ripe for metaphorical readings. What is life, after all, if not a series of absurd, slightly pointless challenges? Forsyth says the whole idea for installations like this one began with a challenge.
It started with people asking me if I could do something without dancers. And I thought, And of course I said immediately, of course I can, having no idea whether I could or not.
In one early piece, Forsyth filled a room with thousands of balloons, some of which were attached to people, forcing them to navigate the space with exaggerated care.
And I was like, Eureka. Things make people move.
Forsyth calls these installations that make people move choreographic objects, and they're the focus of the first comprehensive exhibition of his work in the U.S. Forsyth also happens to be one of the world's foremost choreographers of contemporary dance. Next spring, the Boston Ballet will perform some of his pieces, including a world premiere. But audiences can get a much more intimate experience at the ICA, where they're invited to touch, hold, even climb the objects. Curator Ava Respini says that's the generosity of Forsyth's designs.
They ask the untrained, the layperson, to produce individual choreographies from everyday movements, right? What it looks like when we sit down or crouch down, or what when we step off of a curb if we're avoiding a bus driving by. You know, these are movements that you'll see repeated in the exhibition. These unconscious movements now become the focus.
That's certainly the case in the final room of the show, where 80 metal pendulums swing rhythmically from the ceiling, producing something like a melody. Moving through them as they swish past becomes a quiet, mesmerizing dance. Forsyth's work also contains risk.
You know, what does it mean to face the impossible, to make an effort and still fail?
It's easy to see how failure comes into play in that room full of rings. I only made it about halfway through the installation. It was exhausting and left me sore for days.
I'm really glad you were having a hard time.
Why?
Why? Because you were having, probably you weren't thinking about much else at that time. You were not worried about your bank statement or your parking ticking away, you know. I think that it brought you to yourself, you know, the way dilemmas do.
Leave it to Forsyth to find the silver lining in my dilemma. Alongside failure, his pieces evoke transcendence and wonder. In one of my favorites, Forsyth appears in a large projected video, somersaulting weightlessly through the air. It's an optical illusion. He's actually on the floor, moving arduously through different poses. But he seems to float, effortlessly, in total defiance of gravity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.